nursing staff at the hospital have been in contact with a lot of public representatives. The INMO has been in contact with us, and they were warning us of this, the potential of this to happen, of the pressures that staff were under due to lack of staff and the increased demand for health services. And I have to say that while the hospital tried valiantly to recruit, it was not very successful in that it only recruited maybe half as many that was needed. And we're left now in a situation where nurses and staff are total burnout, and they're considering other alternatives of employment and unfortunately leaving the sector. And this is very worrying for our health service, and particularly for Letterkenny University Hospital. And
the concern is, in previous discussions on this issue, the answer would have been the government needs to invest money, we need to employ more nurses and boost the staff levels. As you were saying, that's not the issue now. The recruitment ban is gone. They're actively seeking to recruit, but they're not able to recruit. And this appears to be the ongoing issue.
The problem there is because of the toxic situation that nurses have had to work in, the pressures that have been put under. The continual understaffing over a long number of years in our hospitals has led to burnout among the nursing profession. And, you know, people can only take so much. And as I said, they've been signaling us, they've been warning us, they've been telling us that they're at their wit's end, that the pressure is far too much and that it was going to break. And looking at these figures here, I think that's beginning to happen. And we need to try and do everything we possibly can to reassure the nursing fraternity that the government is doing everything it possibly can to recruit new nursing staff into the system, and that we can in some way support them better than we have been and take the pressures off them. I mean, we've had many a times have heard of nursing staff which it's normally around 1 to 12 patients, and that two nurses will be on an evening time. If one is off sick, then you could have one nurse to 16 patients. And this is a regular occurrence, and that leads to the burnout that we're seeing here and the large number of resignations and then retirements. It is, you know, we have 125. We've lost over the 2.5 years, and we've recruited 48. The figures just don't add up, and we are left now that our health service at the LUH, as you know, Donal, we've talked about it often enough, and we've seen it at the weekend again. It's not just beds, it's staffing problems is probably the main issue.
You regularly meet with the hospital manager, Sean Murphy, with Tony Canavan, the head of sales, and with other senior officials. Is there anything they can be doing right now to ease this situation? What can be done today that will help up the recruitment?
It's about trying to promote and create better working conditions. It's about recruiting more nurses. It's about getting more nurses into the system. It's about reassuring the current nursing staff that we have that changes are on the way, that they are doing everything they possibly can to help and assist and ensure that there is sufficient nursing staff there to cope with the demand. But unfortunately, this last number of years, and we haven't seen that, and there isn't the evidence of that. And while I say that I do believe they're trying their best, I think it's just that the word out there on the street is, and particularly about Letterkenny University Hospital, that it's an extremely pressurised position, and if you can get somewhere else, go. And I think that's what's happening.